Amen.
Amen. Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're here in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed under the guidance of Rabbi Shalom Hirsch. Today we have our weekly English class with the rabbi. And again, like you know, we could send in your questions, your comments to +972-524-144-502 or to 148answers@gmail.com. Share this with your friends. You enjoy the rabbi. That's another way of doing hafatzah with us today. And let's start with the rabbi.
Shalom ezke in tazek beyahad.
Hello, everyone. Let's merit to strengthen ourselves together.
As eshlanu anu parashat Balak ve adavar shon shulom dim beze kama Hashem.
This week's Torah portion is Parashat Balak. And at a first glance, what we see from this week's Torah portion is how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. If the Torah didn't go out of its way to tell us the conversations and the back and forth between Balak and Balaam, we wouldn't have known of this story that happened to us. And that's why there's a reason for us every day to remember the story of Balak and Balaam. Why? To remember the merit and the great kindness that Hashem did for us. This is what we say in Hallel. We say, "Thank Hashem, Halu et Hashem kol goyim, all the nations, Shabichu kol amim." Everyone should praise Hashem, "Ki gavar alenu chasdo," because Hashem made His kindness great upon us.
I said
that there's Balak and Balaam in every single generation trying to go against us. You see that they see straight out the kindness that Hashem does to His people.
Well, לכאורה רואים שבלעם ממש מבוטל השם.
When you look at the Torah portion, it looks like Bil'am, he totally nullifies his will to Hashem's will. It looks like he's a good guy.
באו השליחים הראשונים, השם בא אליו בלילה, שאל אותו מי הנשים, אמר לו ברק בן צפור, אמר לו לא תלכם העם, לא תאורת העם, כי ברוך הוא.
The first time the messengers comes, the delegation comes to Balaam, Hashem comes to him that night and says, "Who are the people that came to you?" Says Balak bet Zippor, says, "Don't go with him. Don't curse the Jewish people because they're blessed." And he listens. Next morning he wakes up, he tells the delegation, "I'm not coming with you."
Mamin Basim. Aval Miyaz Eslahlo כי הרש"י הקדוש אומר, אם אין השם נתיתי להלוך עמכם. לא, שקר של אמור לא, לא לכם, לא תחלב לכלל.
He says the next morning he wakes up, he tells them, sorry, I can't come with you. If you look inside, it says, "Lo tilechem hem," don't go with them. He starts changing it up a little bit.
Lachen Balak hashav shliheim haelo lo matzbichich mechubadim yishlach lo shlihim yoter.
So Balak got the impression that he says, "I'm not going with you, itchem, with you." He said, "I'm going to send better messengers the next time."
לא טעות, כי ברוך הוא, לא תגיד את אותו. אם אתה מאמין בבורא העולם, אה אתה... אבל יש... העבודה האמיתית, בצל רצונך מפרי רצונו. אבל בלעם עושה שהשם יתבטל אותנו ממנו.
So we have so much emunah to learn out of this episode that Hashem gave Bilam clear instructions. He showed him what Hashem's will is. He said, "My will is that you do not go with them. Don't curse the nation because they're blessed. We should try to always do Hashem's will." But comes Bilam and he wants to change the way things work over here. And he says, "I want Hashem to nullify himself to me." And he's going to continue trying and trying and trying.
Lachen Hashem pam shenia ra'a shehu lo mitbatel rotzono mipnei roshan rotzono. Amar lo, im nikra lecha ba'o lechem ha'im.
So what happens next? The second delegation comes, the next messengers come from Balak, and Hashem says, this time, if they came for you special, okay, so you could go with them. What happened? Because that's the way it works. The way that you want to go, Hashem guides you on that path, and you can continue on.
כמה בינם הרצון שלו לקבל כבוד וכסף חזק ביותר. גם שרה שהמלך עם הרצון, גם שעשה מזבחות הקריב והשם יברך, אומר מנסי עוד פעם, עוד פעם. זה הפך מהאמונה פשוטה שיהודי פשוט.
Do you see that everything that Bilam was trying to go for was just honor, respect, and money? And he tried everything that he had, every single trick in the book. He tried, but Hashem again sent an angel to stop him. We know the story with the donkey. He sent the angel there. Then he goes and he starts making mizbech, sacrifices. All this to trying to do what? To try to do his will. To try to go against Hashem's will. The opposite of emunah that we're supposed to have. The opposite of the simple emunah that each of us is supposed to have.
נלמד ביחד לממש לבטל לצלנו
So let us learn. Let us learn together how to nullify our will before Hashem's will.
Shadam is lo kosus shidesurim kosus elo zevug elo eladim elo panasa ve katavti basparim beholvot shadam omer tonda no shah lama.
So everyone has some sort of suffering in their life. Someone might be looking for a soulmate. Someone might be suffering without children. Someone might have issues with their parnasa, with their livelihood. Everyone has something. And the rabbi says that you look in all his books. There's one thing that he always says time and time again is to have Todah, to have gratitude, to say thank you to Hashem for the situation. Why does that work? Rabbi says, simply because you're nullifying your will before Hashem's will. You're accepting the suffering and you're knowing and you're acknowledging that this is from Hashem.
Achshav ayita bahut ba'u izug man argentina
Moments before, the rabbi came into the studio. He met a couple with a child. They came from Argentina, somewhere close to there. And the couple said to the rabbi, you see this child? This is a child out of our gratitude. We had the book of gratitude and we said, thank you to Hashem. And this is the child that we had. We weren't supposed to have any children according to the doctors, but you see straight out, gratitude works.
לפני השור דיברתי עם אישה שלפני בערך שלושה חודשים רצה לעשות קץ לחיים שלו. למה? חובות, גדשה, היה מולדה אלה, היא הייתה ממש...
Also, another story, Rabbi said, a little bit before the class, we spoke to this woman who was going through a very hard time 3 months ago. She was in horrible debt. She got divorced. She doesn't have a job. She wanted to put an end to her suffering. What happened was she got the book, said thank you and saw miracles, and she read it from cover to cover and she started to use the advice and she started to say thank you, and her life started to get better and better. She started to get a job. These are stories that the rabbi hears every single day, how the power of gratitude, the power of saying thank you to Hashem helps.
גם הסיפורים, גם מה שרבי נתן כתב עם היום עם ישראל שומעים כל הצדיקים והיום להאמין שהשם עושה הכל טובה, והיינו נותנים שבע והודעיה תמיד לעצמי ברב דברך, בין על הטוב אל הרע, בוודאי, בוודאי, אם התבטלו כל הצורות.
Rabbi got a lot of chizuk from the stories that he hears of people saying thank you, and especially from the words of Rabbi Natan of Breslov, that he says these famous words that if a person would believe and listen and hear the words of the Tzaddikei Emet, the real Tzaddikim, believe what they're saying, to know that everything Hashem does is for the best, and to say thank you for everything that happens to you in your life, whether the good or the seemingly bad, for sure, bevadai, 100%, for sure, you're going to have a salvation, and all your suffering is going to go away, and we'll have Fayu Geula Shalema.
As למה הסיבה של כל התורות לא אומרים תודה?
You see from this word, from these words, that the reason why there's suffering is because we're not saying thank you enough.
אכן, כבוכו, הכין הכל. הכל יהיה לו הכל. כתב ספרים, בגן אמונה, הצהרה ותודה, מתי תודה מתי שתעתי, וכל החובות של התודה. צריכים רק להביא אותם. החובת קטנה משנה לאדם כל החיים שלו לטובה. צריכים רק להביא את הספרים, החובות, ממש, גם לא גויים. לא גרועים, כולם צריכים להאמין בבוראי, בוודאי, לחיינו צריכים להביא להם. יש לו, לא היה להם שום צרת.
So Hashem made things easy for you. Everything is already set up for you. Hashem wrote through the rabbi, he wrote the Garden of Emunah, the Garden of Gratitude. I said thank you and saw miracles. All the little pamphlets that are on the topic of gratitude, everything is ready for you. Take it. Spread it to everyone that you know. These are words that will give people life. Everyone's suffering. All you need to do is tap into the light of gratitude. Tap into the light of the rabbi of saying thank you to Hashem. And you'll be able to have salvation. Rabbi says even to non-Jews need to hear these words. Because everyone needs to believe in Hashem. Everyone needs to believe and have emunah. Well, take them and spread it and do the world a favor. Do yourself a favor. Because then you won't have any more suffering.
ממש לפני השיעור קיבלתי שלחתי תלמיד שלי שהוא היה זה אמר חייב עכשיו לפני השיעור.
Another story from before this class, the rabbi, a Talmid came to the rabbi with these words. He said, you have to see this.
As rabbi, yes, yes, Shasi Kudurim lo, rabbi Nachman Brizel. U siper, she, הצדיק שקוראים לו בעל הברם מים חיים, הוא עשה עליית נשמה וראה בעולם אלוהים הרבה מונות נשמות שהיו כבר בעולם הזה והגזוז לו עליהם שהם חייבים לחזור בגילו גול לעולם הזה.
So Rabbi Nachman Brizel tells of a story in the name of the Mekom Be'er Mayim Chaim, that the Be'er Mayim Be'er Mayim Chaim, the big rabbi, he made an Aliyat Neshama, his soul ascended to the upper worlds, and he saw that there were many souls, many neshamot, that they said that they have to come back into this world in a reincarnation.
והנשמות בחו, אומרים לקדוש ברוך הוא, לא רוצים לרדת את העולם הזה. לא רוצים.
These souls started crying out to Hashem and said, Hashem, we don't want to go back to this world. We want to stay here. We don't want to go back. We really don't want to.
העולם הזה מסוכן, לא רוצים. אפשר ליפול פה יותר, לא רוצים.
The holy soul said that this world is a dangerous place. We don't want to come here. We don't want to fall further. It's a very, very scary place.
אז שמעת שהשם אומר לנשמות של אל תפחדו, אל תפחדו לרדת בדור הזה, כי יהיה לכם קל לעבור את הגלגול בהצלחה.
מי אמר את זה?
Hashem.
All of a sudden, these holy souls hear a voice from Hashem himself. He says, don't worry. You're going to have an easy time this time when you come into the world, when you have a reincarnation.
אבל בגלל שתי סיבות, אחד, בדור שלנו, כל פעולה קטנה שעושים, כל מעשה קטן שעושים, למהלה חשוב ביותר, קודם מכל הדור שהיו עד עכשיו.
So, Hashem said there's two main reasons why you shouldn't worry. Number one is because even the smallest thing that you do, the smallest good deed, the smallest good thing that you do, is worth so much more than in the previous generations.
והסיבה השנייה, שבדור הזה, רוצים רק אמונה שהאדם יאמין שמו שעובר עליו הכל מהשם לא יגיד אם הייתי עושה ככה כל דבר להגיד השם ככה השם רצה.
And the second thing is because specifically in this generation, everyone is seeking and wanting to have emunah. Everyone's working on themselves and saying, I'm not going to blame that person. I'm not going to blame myself and say, oh, I should have did this. I should have did that. No, everyone's working on themselves on the emunah to know that everything that happens is for the best.
ימים, כשכל, הכל מדויק מה שעובר עליך. להאמין שהכל מדויק.
People say, oh, if I would have married that person, if I wouldn't have married this person. No, but we have to know that everything that happens is specifically set for me, and everything is perfect from Hashem.
אין שלומד בגן אמונה. הוא לא אומר השוטר, הוא לא אומר הפקח, לא אומר השופט, יודע, כל דבר יודע, הכל מהשם.
Anyone that learned the Garden of Emunah, they know that it's not the policeman's fault, it's not the person in charge's fault, it's not the judge's fault, it's only Hashem. It's only from Hashem, and everything is for the best.
לכן, תוררתי מה שיום החמישי היה לי שיעור, יש לי שיעור קבוע, אז היה שם כל הסיפורים, עוד סיפורים, על האנשים אומרים תודה, או שיתררתי ממש גם מהסיפורים, גם אם הזכרתי מה שאמר, אמרתי, חייבים לבצע את להפיץ, חייבים, למה לתת לאנשים לסבול צרות? תן לו, אפור לו חוות של אמונה, כבר אתה מציל אותו.
Rabbi says, since Thursday, since this past Thursday, he has a weekly shir, and from hearing from the people about what they were going through and their gratitude and the stories that we said today, Rabbi woke up and he's trying to do as much as he can to spread this message of gratitude again, stronger and stronger, that why should people have to suffer? Why should Hashem have to see us like this? We could have gratitude. We could have things in a better way.
השם הכין כבר הכל, מוכן, הכל מוכן. ספרים, מגן האמונה, שפה של התודעה, חובות התודעה, הכל מוכן. צריכים רק להפיץ את זה, ממש. הכל מוכן.
Everything is ready for you. All you have to do is start doing hafatzah. The books are readily available in every language. You take them and spread them.
Is there a question?
Yes, Ksatcha, no. Yeah, we have some questions today.
Kodem lana lana ve'achachach islanu.
All right, we have some questions today on Emunah. We'll start with, because we were just heavily talking about it. Someone that's really, really suffering in their life, and they feel that everything is blocked off. They have no hope. And now we know that the rabbi talks about that Hashem loves us and everything Hashem does is good. How can I bring that person to that light, to that level of understanding, if they're so far from that? Well, the rabbi, אם יש מישהו שהוא ממש רחוק מעניין של Hashem אוהב אותו והכל טוב, איך אפשר להביא את המסר הזאת לבן אדם כזה, הוא מרגיש כזה מיואש, ואיך הדרך לקרב אותו?
אכן, הדרך לפנות אליו. אתה אוהב את הלמדים שלך? כן. כל הבן אדם נורמלי אוהב את הלמדים שלך. אתה רוצה לעשות רע ללמדים שלך? לא. אתה רוצה לעשות את הלך רק טוב? אם אין לו זיווג, אתה רוצה לך זיבור לגדל אם הוא אומר כל דבר אתה רוצה הבורא לפחות כמוך זה איזה שמחננותי להבין את השכל הזה אתה הבורא לפחות כמוני
So the rabbi says that Hashem gave him this understanding to take the approach like this. You take This could help also, this booklet. But Rabbi says, take the advice. Say, come over to this person and say, if you had a child or you have a child, do you love them? Any normal person would say, of course I love my child. I'll do anything for my child. Let's say your child doesn't have a soulmate. Let's say your child is lacking some other lack. Would you want to fill that lack? Of course I want to fill that lack. He says, so let's stop and think a second. Hashem, who's your father, would he care about you a little bit, at least as much as you love your child? He'll agree with you. That person will agree with you. And then from there, you can start to give the person this understanding that Hashem loves you and everything he does is for the best. Someone's working on the emunah, and they know that the stronger you get, the muscles get stronger, the tests are going to get stronger. Should a person be scared about that? Mishu she'oved al emunah, im yesh lo kaze pachad shehu yavod al emunah, bayot yeh yoter kashot.
Hela, no tzachek alav.
Rabbi says, I'm not laughing at you. Chas v'shalom.
Arben ha'ksim. Yoshama arben ha'ksim. Omerim li, no, ani metazek li le'atzarot.
Rabbi says, he hears a lot of people. They say, I'm doing good. I don't want to start moving forward. I don't want to have issues. I don't want to shake things up.
כמו שעכשיו יגיד, חשוב שהבן שלו יגיד, אני עושה לך טוב, אתה נותן לי סטירות. לא עושה לך, שום טובה לא עושה לך.
It's like a person says to their son and said, I'm not going to do anything good for you because I know that if I do something good, you're going to smack me. So what's the point of me doing something good for you?
אני מתקרב אליך, מתחיל, אתה מתחיל להתקוט אותי. אני אתחיל ממך, זהו, הכי טוב לראות רחוק ממך.
Person says, I'm comfortable from afar, from a distance. Every time I come close to, I start to get smacked up. I'd rather just keep a distance. We'll be friends from far.
הפחד הזה, זה, לא יודעים מה זה אמונה. זה אמונה, כמו אבא, כמו שאתה רוצה, רק טוב לילדים, גם אבא רוצה רק טוב לך.
This fear factor comes from a misunderstanding of emunah. Again, we'll use the parable of a father. Just like a father loves their child so much, so too Hashem loves each and every one of us, no matter what.
כמו שאנשים תולים את הצרות שלהם במצוות.
There's some people, they say, oh, why am I suffering? Oh, it's because I did that good deed or that good thing. I shouldn't have did that thing. Common sense, and it's even written in the Gemara, says that there's no suffering without a sin.
דברים בגן אמונה את רעת השם יודע השם מבין אותך.
So what you have to do is start to take the books of Garden Emuna and the books of gratitude and start to learn them slowly. You're not going to change in one day, and you know what, Hashem is not even expecting that of you. Hashem understands. Hashem has patience. Hashem knows that you're not going to just jump to these high levels of emunah in one second, but start slowly and get stronger and stronger in your emunah. Alright, we're continuing. It's really going in the right path, these questions. They're all continuations. Now, a person says they're trying. They're trying to have a cheshbon nefesh, and it's hard for them to find what that the rabbi just spoke about, that there's yisurim l'lavon, trying to find that sin. When should I stop looking and maybe just say, okay, Hashem just wants me to accept it with simple faith? As ben adam ken hu oved al atzmo lomed emunah cheshbon nefesh ve hu besavlanut mechake matay hu yeda eze yisurim eze hakevim baim eze avon kmo sheachshav dibanu. Az hu lo motze et ze. Yesh איזה מצב שצריך להגיד, פשוט לקבל את זה באמונה פשוטה, ולשמוח בייסורים האלו יש.
כן, העיקר האמונה להגיד תודה אלו ייסורים. זה העיקר.
The main אמונה is that you should know that everything is for the best, even my suffering. That's אמונה.
זה, ודאי, ודאי שצריך אדם לעשות כל יום חשבון נפש, וזה הדרך הנכונה, לעשות כל יום תשובה. מה עשיתי מאתמול עד היום, זה דרך מעולה שאדם זוכה, כלומר עשו כל יום תשובה, כל אמה בתשובה.
Now, of course, to have a cheshbon nefesh, to make an assessment of what you did from yesterday till today, and go through your day and everything that happened, that's a very, very big thing. It's a great thing that we should all do. When you do that, you start to realize what's going on in your life.
אז חיל לדעת אותו גודל ורול להודות לשם כמו שילמד עכשיו את השם.
So now, a person that has, besides for his daily life, now something happens, he has a big issue that came up, he has some sort of suffering that he's going through, we're going to learn now how to go through it. First of all, you accept and you say thank you for that, and now the rabbis are going to continue.
Adam, שרוצה להודות מתחיל ככה. השם יתברך, אני יודע שאתה תמיד אוהב אותי.
Person starts to say thank you, you start off like this, and you say, Hashem, I know that you always love me.
ורוצה להתאמת לעשות לי רק טוב.
And I know that you only want to show me good and give me a good life.
ודאי, האיסורים האלה שנתת לי, ודאי זה ממך לטובתי.
And I am sure that the suffering that I'm going through right now is from you and it's for my benefit. I know that you're pained because I'm in pain now.
כמו שאני מאני מני שלי יש לו כואב לי, ובוודאי כואב לי.
Go back to our parable, that if I see my child is suffering, am I going to be pained? Of course.
אז ובוודאי שמורה פחות כמוני.
So at least, however much I feel towards my child, that's Hashem, I could understand how much Hashem feels towards me.
ואתה ובוודאי רוצה שירי ישועה.
And I know that you want me to have my salvation.
אבל כל זמן שעדיין אתה עושה שלי יסורים, אני מקבל אותה. גם אני רוצה, כי אני יודע שאתה עושה הכל לטובתי בגלל שאתה עובד אותי.
But you know what, Hashem? However long you want me to go through this situation, to have this suffering, I know that it's for my good. And I know it's because you love me, and I'm here. I'm here with you.
לכן דבר ראשון אומר לך תודה על הסורים, כי אני יודע שזה הכל לטובתי.
So to summarize, the first step is to say thank you for the suffering. Why? Because I know that it's for my benefit. It's for my good.
אבל צריך להגיד תודה אם יכול רבע שעה.
If it's possible to go and say these words, add more words for 15 minutes.
ואחר כך להגיד לבורא, אני רוצה לעשות תשובה. תראה לי מה המון שאתה רוצה שאני אעשה עליו תשובה.
Now you go to the second step. That was the first step. Second step, after those 15 minutes of gratitude, say, Hashem, I want to repent. I want to do teshuvah. Help me and show me what I have to do. Now, if you're able to, do this for another 15 minutes and go over these words and pray to Hashem and say, Hashem, help me and show me what it is that I sinned. I want to fix my ways. I want to come closer to you. Do that for another 15 minutes now.
אז זה הדרך שאדם, זה דרך נפלאה לחיות באמונה.
Using these tools, you're living a life, a beautiful life of אמונה.
בכל זמן שעדיין יש לו יסרים, אגיד עוד פעם, אתה ועדה רוצה שיהיה לי רפואה, ועדה את ה... כמו הזמן שיש לי יסורים, תודה. אני יודע הכל. אבל המשיך עם, כל יום עם התודה.
As long as this issue is at hand, whether it be that you're suffering from an illness or something, continue with it. And continue saying thank you, Hashem, for the suffering and for the illness. And continue thanking Hashem and believing that it's for the best.
The... את לחיות באמונה זה ממש ממש לראות כל זה שם לחיות באמונה זה ממש לחיות לחיות
Rabbi says that living with אמונה is living itself, is life itself.
לכן צריכים ממש ממש זה הרבה בעלמים הניסיון של האדם רק לראות שהוא מחזיק באמונה.
Many times our sufferings come just to see if we're going to hold on strong to our אמונה.
כי האמונה לא משתנה אף פעם.
Because אמונה never changes.
אנחנו לא מבינים, אבל לא מאמינים.
It could be that we don't understand, but still, we believe.
לא נפול, שלא מבינים, אבשלום, בלבל באמונה, אבשלום.
Should never fall, heaven forbid, say, oh, I don't understand what's going on, I'm going to lose my אמונה now, heaven forbid, חס ושלום.
זה הנקודה. אנחנו לא מבינים, אבל לא מאמינים. באמונה, אתה אוהב אותנו, אתה רוצה שלנו רק טוב. ובקש מהשם ברך, תעזור לי להתקרב אליך.
And it's okay. It's okay if we don't understand. We shouldn't say, oh, now, Kathra Emunah, Chas V'Shalom, we're going to stay strong, we're going to continue to say thank you to Hashem, and say, Hashem, help me use this situation to get close to you.
Shadam mivatel l'son l'sono, p'ni l'son l'sarim, omar, kacha ata l'ote, garmin l'ote, o ata l'ote, ani golon l'ote, אז יש משכנה מרצון רצון רחמים מרצון רצון בשביל שבאתן רצון חיים מרצון רצון רחם
Rabbi says that you take it and you say Hashem, you want this to be like this right now? It's okay with me. You want it not to change? It's also okay with me. And this is called nullifying your will before Hashem's will. And now the Mishnah tells us that when you do that, then other people's will be nullified in front of you now.
אז ביום חמישי אמרתי דבר תורה רב אריאל מלכה שמע שאני אומר אמר משנה אומרת בשביל לספר תורה
There was a rabbi that heard the rabbi say this words. Rabbi Malka heard the rabbi say these. He says, who are these others? Are these other people that they should just nullify their will to you? He says, no. These are, so to speak, Mekadegim in Shamayim, in heaven, saying that we should give no good to this person, they're going to be quiet. They're going to only do what's good for you.
Amen.
Hashem, the rabbi blesses everybody that they should live real lives of emunah, and more importantly, to spread it and to do hafatzah, to spread it to everyone that you know, to let them live a life of emunah. Amen. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.